It's midday and from our new...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Studios in Kokomlemle. This is the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. It's also live in Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM and more than 30 affiliates across Ghana. We are also live around the world on the My Joy online interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Ghana Armed Forces warns any further attacks on its personnel and installations will be met with what it calls appropriate response following clash with youth of Tema on Friday night. Two men are alleged to have been shot by the Navy during the incident, prompting anger. Also coming up, Electoral Commission says theft of five of its election laptops will pose no threat to elections, as it says staff suspected to be responsible have been handed over to the National Security and Police for investigations.
We ourselves suspected some of our own staff, reported them to National Security, and National Security now with the police. And as I speak, I know they have done it, and very soon they'll be arraigned before the court.
Meanwhile, the opposition NDC says the commission is not being truthful about missing machines and will continue to push until the truth comes out.
We will file an RTI. We will also send questions officially one more time to the EC. And we will push to the farthest extent.
Also, the Roads and Highways Ministry rejects claims there are criminal syndicates operating there following claims by former GIMPAP rector Professor Adai. These and more with me, Michael Ashale. This is Joy News, your home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Now to the details. The Ghana Armed Forces has warned that any further attacks on its installations or personnel by the youth of Tema will be met with what it calls the appropriate response. It follows what the force says are two attacks by the youth on its installations in reaction to the death of two civilians allegedly shot dead by the Ghana Navy during the climax of the Tema Pelejo Festival. Director of Public Relations at the Ghana Navy, Captain Andy Lanyani, who spoke to Joy News before the Ghana Armed Forces statement, denied claims that the Navy killed the two men.
Unfortunately, they claim our vehicle sped through their celebration and they hit and damaged some of one of our vehicles. A few of them were arrested and sent to the base. The military doesn't keep suspects in our barracks. We were preparing to hand them over to the civil police. And then the youth massed up and wanted to attack the base. warning shots were fired, and we managed to disperse the crowd that gathered. But fortunately, from what we learned, about two guys from the mob were injured, were hit in the thigh, and they were treated at a hospital. But it came to us as a surprise when we learned that two persons were sent to the Temajuna Hospital and they were pronounced dead. Because what we are also hearing is that some they were stabbed. And if it is a stab wound that killed them, then we can't say that it was a gunshot wound. But we leave all this to the police to unravel. But what I want to appeal now is to the youth of Tema. This morning, we have had two attacks. One at our base, the naval base in Tema. We want to appeal to the youth to allow the due process to unfold. The leadership, both political and the traditional, are handling the issue, and nothing is going to be swept under the carpet.
Ghana Navy Captain Andy La Lanyini. But the traditional council is disputing this claim. Ni Shipi Amai, spokesperson for the Tema traditional council.
To the extent that the Nepal First Prayer have admitted firing gunshots and people got injured, two others died, how then do they come back to say they are doubting whether they are gunshots, people died as a result of the gunshot they fired? Well, it is true that they fired gunshots. What about all this? I believe that on such circumstances, force are applied when common sense fails. People were in the procession, they were trotting around. So if their bus happened to be around, I think the most commonsensical thing to do was to allow them to pass. Maybe 2-3 minutes, they are done. Then you but not to drive through the crowd. They will react, and that's the result of the reaction.
We understand that today calm has returned to the community. Now to some other stories. And the Electoral Commission says the theft of 5 of its election devices will pose no threat to elections. The NDC has for weeks been pushing for the EC to come clean on the missing devices, alleging the machines are in wrong hands and could compromise the presidential and parliamentary elections due later this year. But speaking on news analysis show Newsfile on Joy News yesterday, Director of Electoral Services at the EC, Dr. Cerebo Okweku, said there was no threat whatsoever.
When you treat the laptop, it's like a laptop. Unless all the systems are put together before they become a kit. And when they are a kit, you need to be given activation code before you can link them to the system. And the one who is going to do the voting also have to be biometrically be empowered into the system before it could be used. So if you take the whole BVR, they have no effect because they don't have the activation code. And the whoever is going to use it will not have access to link into the data system. So it's like this, you are.
So that's a presumption that whoever takes it does not have access to the activation code to be able to access the system.
First, the laptop should be in the kit.
Mm-hmm.
And the kit, so that it will link, because immediately you put, if they are in the system and you activate them, the laptop will be telling you that it has identified the camera, mm-hmm. that identified the printer, it has identified the camera, the all the equipment that they are supposed to be.
Scanner, exactly. Okay.
So if you take the laptop, what it means is that particular kit cannot be used because there will not be no linking. But if you hold it as a laptop, it is a laptop. So this laptop can be programmed, can be fit in, and it can do the same work.
But there will be useful information on it, right?
No. You see, after every registration, we do what we call end of life. In the course of doing, we will be transferring the data.
Into a certain data center.
Exactly. But we want to be sure that the system has transferred every data on it. That's what we do at the end of life. So you link it up, then the system will check whether all the data in it have been
transferred.
And as it does so, it does the automatic deletion by itself. So once you do the end of life, every data on the system is off.
Okay. So you have not had the opportunity to use these 5 to complement the kits to be able to do the end of life.
No, we have finished.
You have done that.
We are finished. The last time we used the kits, some of the kits, because we have 8,500, and we used around 1,000 for the 2023. So there's 7,000 that were not used, right? So if I stand here, I will not be able to tell whether the five were part of the one that was used for 2023.
So there's no cause for concern at all?
Not at all.
Absolutely
not. At all. The cause we have is that Ghana has lost laptops, and it's a cost in terms of financial cost to the state.
Well, Dr. Cerebo Kweku also revealed that staff suspected to have been involved in a theft have been handed over to the National Security and the police for further investigations that will be put before court if the involvement is confirmed.
Whenever we lose certain things, we report to the police. You know, our place is, Deputy Security is under National Security, complemented by the police.
That's right. So
immediately we identify that, we inform the police. And what we also want to put across is that we have routine maintenance system that we go through. And now that we are going to do the station, we are working on the kits, preparing them for the BVT. So within these processes that we identify that the kit is there, but when you open, five of them is there. And immediately we ourselves suspected some of our own staff, reported them to National Security, and National Security took them up now with the police. And as I speak, I know they have done, and very soon they'll be arraigned before the court.
So you actually detected it by yourself?
Exactly.
And then you made a complaint to the police?
No, National Security.
National Security.
Yes.
Well, the explanations did little to assuage the feelings of the opposition NDC, which maintains that the EC is not being truthful. Director of Elections at the NDC, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, who also spoke on Newsfile, said the NDC will file a rights to information request to the Electoral Commission on the matter.
The EC's attempt, and I'll say it bluntly, to lie to the good people of Ghana that even though BVDs were missing, itself was also disingenuous. When in actual fact, at IPAC, it became obvious that even some BVDs are also missing. It tells us that so long as they can use BVD to confuse the uninitiated, and they succeeded in doing that, we tried to let people understand the distinction between the two. They were okay, I with it. Samson, we will file an RTI on this.
All right.
We will also send the questions officially one more time to the EC.
Okay.
And we will push to the farthest extent, as our national chairman has indicated, an independent audit of the EC's IT system will be non-negotiable. Vain assurances from the Electoral Commission of Ghana will not cut it for the NDC.
That's Director of Elections at the NDC, Dr. Edward Omanibuama. Now, the winning candidate in yesterday's Ejusu primaries of the governing MPP, Kwabena Boateng, says his victory is for all residents of Ejusu, especially the eight others who mounted a challenge for the party's mandate to lead them into the April 30 by-elections. The seat is traditionally an MPP one, and the party is expected to win comfortably. Ahead of that, Kwabena Boateng says all must join hands in retaining the seat for the party. Nane Ojima monitored the vote, and here's his report.
Mameya Abuajewa managed to garner 229 votes, with Dr. Evans Dia polling 61 votes. Former president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi, had 35 votes, with Portia Echampon polling 6 votes. Aaron Prince Dia and Clansman Kakari Mensah together polled 4 votes. Abuna Pokuya Amua Buaite, who is making a fourth attempt, could not manage a vote. Kwabena Boateng, who emerged victorious, shared a few words.
As some woman catch a woman, say, a couldn't dear and their abbey, a year, many woman, dear, a couldn't dear, no, ya, many woman, dear.
The victory is for all of us, especially the other candidates. We are here to serve the people of Ejusu. We will work towards victory. I am grateful to you all. On two occasions, Kwabena Boateng challenged the process, resulting in some chaos. Despite the ill health, he managed to show up at the grounds. Regional Chairman Bernard Ntribosiako is requesting for party unity to make a statement in the by-election.
Enti ejusu fuakasa polling station fuakasa na mekasra mo se mi wo mu gidie enunti na
the people of Ejusu have spoken. The polling station executives have made a bold statement. I believe in their choice. I am ensuring peace among them. In 17 days' time, we will take the candidate to the polls. For Joy News, Nanaya Ojima, Ejusu.
Now, the Roads and Highways Ministry says it has completed investigations into allegations of organized crime at the ministry. The claims were made by former Gimpo Rector Professor Stephen Adey in October last year. My colleague Isaac Kofi Eje joins me in studio with more details. Kofi, let's start with the background to the story.
Well, Michael, so Professor Adey made this claim in October 2023. Now, according to him, he had information to the effect that persons seeking road contracts are told, and I quote, "Road contracts will be given to you if you provide 1 million, you know, CDs upfront." That was the claim he made. So the then Roads Minister Kwesi Amoakwata on 23rd October 2023 requested that the Executive Director of Yoko to fully investigate the allegations. Now, before Professor Adey made these claims, the former Roads Minister had already alleged that there were a lot of corrupt people and thieves in his ministry. That's the background to the story.
All right, Kofi, but what now are the findings from the investigations as done by the ministry?
Well, Michael, after almost 6 months of investigation, this is what Yoko actually puts out. It says, and this is from the, a statement put out by the Roads Ministry. So Yoko has determined that, and I quote, "From the totality of the available information to the office, Professor Stephen Adey's comments were found to be unfortunate and general within the context of perceived corruption in the country. Now, Yoko therefore concludes that, quote, the matter is disposed unsubstantiated and highly, you know, presumptuous." Now, this is what the Ministry of, you know, Roads and Highways is saying. So the ministry says it is fully satisfied with the outcome of the investigation and wishes to reiterate that its commitment to transparency and due process in the award of contract. So the ministry says they are, you know, satisfied with the outcome of Yoko's findings.
Isaac Kofi Eje, thank you very much for that. And that ends our bulletin here, a recap of our headlines. And the Ghana Armed Forces is warning that any further attacks on its personnel installations will be met with what it calls appropriate response following a clash with a youth of Tema on Friday night. Also, the Electoral Commission says theft of 5 of its electoral laptops will pose no threats to elections, as it says staff suspected to be responsible have already been handed over to the National Security and the police. My name is Michael Ashali Desmond on myjoyonline.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.